our meeting in December. And then this coming Saturday, we have the men's breakfast. That will be at 8 a.m., and as well as several other weekly activities that we have here. Are there any other announcements that I may have missed? All right, our call to worship this morning is from Psalm 18, starting in verse 27. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him.
Please stand as we join together in singing hymn number 56, Day by Day, hymn number 56. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, so to show mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Greet one another this morning, if you would.
Well, good morning again. We have our time to share praises and prayer requests this morning. Just a couple updates from the ones that are on your prayer sheet. The bottom two, actually. One being prayer for the Marlis Dean family as she did pass away. And then Grace May is recovering from surgery, and that went well. Right? She had her surgery last Wednesday. Do we have any other praises or prayer requests this morning? None. All right. Quiet today. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you've given to us. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, for the privilege that we have to gather freely and to sing praises to you, to encourage one another, to bring praises and prayer requests before you. We thank you that you are concerned about those things that we are concerned about. We thank you that we know that you are aware of and familiar with everything that is on our prayer list, everything that's not on our prayer list, all those things that are on our minds and hearts. We do pray that you would be with the family of Marlis Dean. We pray for comfort and encouragement for them. We thank you that the surgery for Grace this last week went well. We pray you'd be with her recovery and pray there'll be no complication with that. We do thank you for your protection over the past week as there's been some unpleasant weather at times. We thank you for watching over the students from SBA that were on their Servant Days trips and for being with them in their travels and the work that they did. We thank you that Larry Van Zee is doing better and he's here with us today, and I just pray you continue to be with his health. We just pray for the other needs that are on our sheet. Pray as well for maybe some unspoken requests that are represented by those who are here this morning, and we know that you are familiar with those also. We do continue to pray for our country. We do thank you for the privilege that we had to participate in the electoral process last week, and we just pray that you would be with those who have been elected to office, and we pray that you would give them wisdom and discernment in their responsibilities. We pray that they would desire to lead in a way that puts the best interest of the country first and foremost in the pursuit of the decisions that they make. We thank you for the men and women who serve in the armed forces as well, and we pray that you would watch over them as we just observed Veterans Day on Friday. We just are thankful for those who serve and willingly put on the uniform of our country and put themselves in harm's way sometimes in order to keep us safe. We continue to pray for situations around the world as well. We know that things in Ukraine are still uncertain, and there's a lot of difficulty there, and we just pray for the people there in Ukraine. We pray for perseverance and encouragement. Pray especially for those that are part of the church there as they are given opportunities to minister and are seeing more people coming to ask questions and to get involved in church activities in the midst of the conflict that's there. We do thank you for the Weens and for their missionary service in Russia, and we thank you for the opportunities that they have there with the different things that they're involved in with training students in seminary and with church activities. And we just continue to pray for their protection as well. We continue to ask for provision for their needs financially, for their health, just guide them in their ministry. We continue to ask for your guidance and direction in the ministries of our church here as well. We thank you for those who are serving in different ways, teaching Sunday school and working with Club Rock. Thank you for those who are volunteering to help with the youth group right now. And we do pray that you would bring just the right person to fill our youth pastor position. We pray for the Prudential Committee as they are leading that search process and putting out advertisements and just making contacts to make the position opening known. And we know that you know who the right person would be, and we just pray that we'll be patient and waiting and trusting that you'll bring that person here at the right time. We thank you for your provision for our material needs and for the financial resources that you have blessed us with as individuals and as a body. And we pray that you would bless the offering that we're about to receive. And I pray that we would be good stewards of it as we use it in the ministries of our church. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and the forgiveness of our sins and hope of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
thank you, Janelle. That was pretty neat. Kind of wanted to sing along to that one. Good morning and welcome. I'm glad to see you all here today, as well as a few visitors. We're glad that you are here. I invite you to stand and sing with us for a few minutes. I know it's quite, I think it's pretty, kind of pretty outside with all the ice hanging off of everything. It reminds us of the moisture that we've gotten, even though it might be a little bit on the chilly side.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
All praises to the Lord.
have a seat for this next song. And as I know, we're entering this time of Thanksgiving season that seems to be coming awful quickly on us. We do have plenty to be thankful for, I believe. And that's part of why we sing and remind ourselves that we should be thankful, and we think of the things that we're thankful for. This morning and the last couple days, that's been a warm house, or maybe a warm bed, a hot meal, things like that, that I'm sure there are plenty who don't have such things. But as we look into this next song, it might be new to several of you, but it, as I look through it, it reminds me of, you know, where we base our faith, where we build our faith from, is, you know, that cornerstone is where we build our foundation. And, more of, I guess the question I have is where are you basing your foundation? Where are you building your faith from? And let's go ahead with this next song as we think about that.
Seems to hide his face. trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, trust in his righteousness alone. Faultless I stand before the throne.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work of your Son on the cross, that he is indeed the cornerstone, that he is the foundation of our faith, that the work that you have called us to do, we build upon his work. We thank you that through the storms of life, you, through your Son, experience them. He knows exactly how we feel, and he guides us. Father, I pray for our time together as we worship through song, through the receiving of tithes, from the hearing from your word, that we would always be mindful that you are here in our presence, that our hearts would be prepared to apply your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.